How much of the money governments spend in our name is wasted? A team at the University of New South Wales says it's hard to know because governments don't evaluate their expenditure in the same way that most businesses do. Now these researchers have come up with a method to enable governments to assess public expenditure. Professor of Economics at the UNSW Business School, Richard Holden, is one of the report's authors, and he joined me in the studio to explain the concept. Professor Holden, welcome to The World Today.
Good to be with you.
How different are the government and private enterprise processes for assessing a big investment?
More different than we would like, and that's why we've written this report on social return accounting. When businesses assess an investment, they do, I guess the technical term is a discounted cash flow analysis. They look at what it's going to cost over time, and they look at the projected benefits over time, and then they trade those two things off, and they compare it to what it's going to cost them in terms of their cost of capital and decide whether to make the investment or not. And that's not how the government works at all, and we'd like to see it shift a bit more in that direction. But very importantly, unlike businesses, governments should take account of the social benefit of what they do, and that's what we're trying to outline a method for in this report.
And you say that's not what governments do at all, but governments spend billions in public money. You're saying they haven't properly assessed whether what they're doing is value for money.
I think that's exactly right. And the fact that so much money is spent on such important things in, you know, a world where you have to have priorities, you know, if you build an inland rail line, then you're not doing something else with health or education. And it might be the right thing to do the inland rail line, but they're not being put on a level playing field. And that's what we'd like to see.
So why not? Why are they not doing this?
Well, I think what they've missed is thinking about the true social benefit of doing certain things. So an example we give in the report is imagine you thought about lengthening the, say, primary school day by 2 hours by, say, putting on more teachers and so on. So how would you think about whether that's a good idea or not to do? Well, the costs are pretty easy to figure out. You can just do a spreadsheet or something of how many extra teachers do you need, how much more electricity do you need, how many more pencils do you need. The benefits are harder to assess. And so our approach is to say, well, we know from modern social science in economics and political science and other areas that the way to think about that is to do a randomized controlled trial. Now, for the last 10 years, that's what people have been doing in education and other areas of the social sciences. And so what you do is you would do a randomized controlled trial. Try 30 schools randomly selected, see how it goes in terms of, say, something like test scores. And we know how to track that all the way through to dollars and cents because we know how test scores map into education outcomes later in life. We know how that affects incomes. We know how it affects health. We know how it affects even things like criminal behavior, marital breakdown, and things like that. And by doing that, we can actually start to put a dollar value on something like lengthening the school day.
So this is what you're calling social impact accounting.
Social return accounting, but that your title's probably better.
So social return accounting, how would a minister go about using it?
Well, I think what one would do is take a significant budgetary proposal, look at the existing social science work on it. So we provide two kind of in-depth case studies in the report. So one is around the National Broadband Network and one's around the National Disability Insurance Scheme. And so for the NBN, say, what we did is we compared the two competing proposals, fibre to the premises and fibre to the node, and looked at what the evidence is about the difference in cost, the benefits of increased internet speed for things like telemedicine and various other things. And we factored those in and we sort of turned the handle and got down to compare the numbers. And it came out that fibre to the premises, the faster option, the one that we're not getting, had a very high return of about 21%. Fibre to the node also had a high return, but it was 15%. It was lower. So if you believe those numbers, then as a minister, you would go with the faster option.
So in not making decisions in this way, how much money do you think governments in Australia are wasting?
Oh, I haven't done the calculation on that, but as you said, it's billions and billions of dollars, and it's wasted in two ways. It's doing things that are maybe not very socially valuable, and it's not doing things that are socially valuable.
And as you say, you think that ministers would be happy to see this and to use it. The unfortunate political reality, of course, is that governments don't always want to invest where they'll get the best economic or social return. They want to get political value. How receptive have politicians been to your report?
We've had a surprisingly good reaction, but I think you're exactly right about the political realities of it. But I think that's why institutionalizing it into a process like through the Parliamentary Budget Office, saying, well, you have to go through this process to get your proposal up, it kind of ties everybody's hands to having to think through in this way.
So essentially you put it into the hands of the bureaucracy rather than the politicians.
I think that's right. And the way that people describe the budgeting process in various governments to me is that it's essentially a political food fight, which is, you know, a minister bangs the table for his or her preferred proposal. Another minister says, but my electorate really needs this. And then there's a political fight, which is often mediated by saying, we'll give you a little bit and we'll give you a little bit, which, as you point out, is completely contrary to what might be in the public interest.
Richard Holden, thanks very much for joining us.
Great to talk to you. Social return accounting, but that your title's probably better.
So social return accounting, how would a minister go about using it?
You can just do a spreadsheet or something of how many extra teachers do you need, how much more electricity do you need, how many more pencils do you need.
That's Professor of Economics at the UNSW Business School, Richard Holden.